We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome, Matt Barnes, because you were part of the crew that made him do it. We got Matt? No? All right, now we got
him. There
we
go.
Oh, Matt, man, did you hear our intro, Matt?
Yeah, I heard what you said. I was on mute. My bad.
Okay.
No, it was... But I was going to say, I think he threw a chair because remember the hole was really high up. But yeah, we played really well and we were able to, you know, at the time make NBA history, and it was a special group and it was definitely a fun time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matt Barnes, member of the 2007 We Believe team. Hey Matt, here's where I'm going to start with you, because you made some news yesterday. Talking about Patrick Beverley, and I'm going to play it for listeners who maybe didn't hear it, but I kind of want to ask you about the more and more players who are kind of getting into the media business and kind of expound on that a little. Take a listen.
What I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverley earlier today. You know, as reporters, you know, part of the media, we have a job to be critical, but I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverley did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverley's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, all defense 9 times, 7 times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked, because he was way out of pocket.
Now, Matt, I happen to agree with you, because I think Chris Paul's a different level of player than Patrick Beverley. But my bigger question is, are we seeing more and more of you guys, and I'm talking about former players, being critical of the players today, and where do you think that's going?
It's unfortunate, because I feel like guys entering the space now feel like they have to be loud and disrespectful and have wild takes to kind of fit in. But you don't. You know, you can just give your perspective. They have us talking about the sport because they want to know how it is to be inside that locker room, what it's like to shoot free throws with 2 seconds on the clock, what's it like to get a crucial stop. They want to know all that because there's other people in the media who just report on that. So I feel like it's unfortunate because media has become, and this is not all athletes, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people out here that do it in this space, unfortunately, that just, who can say the most disrespectful wild shit and see if they get clicks, you know. So that wasn't necessarily directed only at Patrick Beverley. There's a lot of people in the space, and I feel like the media space awards that. You know, they award disrespect, and they could, because at the end of the day, it's ratings. It's almost like reality TV. They don't want to see you happy on reality TV with your family. They want to see fights and glasses of water thrown and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, because that's what, you know, gets eyeballs. So it's the same thing in the media space now, and I really think that, you know, it's almost a lost art on people. Obviously, being critical is it comes with the territory. It's tough, but I think you can be critical and make your point without being disrespectful. And I feel like just too often, whether it's athletes or media personalities as a whole, feel like they need to be disrespectful instead of just proving your point with, you know, numbers and really critiquing someone.
Man, Matt, that was spot on. We'll get to the basketball aspect of it, but I told my partner, when you played, You said what you needed to say right then and there in the moment, and I appreciate that. But like you, I got 2 sons, Matt, and I saw Kendrick Perkins' video making the rounds about Draymond Friday, and I come from the Big E Pac school of rap, and I know somebody calls you out, you got to respond. But
right,
Matt,
right, right.
Matt, and I don't want to put a race car, but as a black man, I didn't like what Kendrick Perkins was insinuating to Draymond, and I felt like he took the bait. Is that kind of the umbrella of what you're talking about? Because nobody wins when you go that low like I think Kendrick did.
Right. I mean, I feel like there's a thin line between keeping it, like, sporty and kind of fun for the game.
Right.
And there's a line of disrespect. And, you know, like, I love both these. Both those are my guys. You know, Draymond is my guy, and Perk is my guy. So, you know, I see fault in both sides. I think the exchange could have happened, you know, maybe minus the ogre. And then, obviously, you know, Perk goes on to say what he says.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun interaction when it can happen somewhat, if you want to call it, above board, because it's cool. You know, sometimes you want to get into it, and it's in the good spirit of the game. But, you know, unfortunately now we're in an era of, you know, disrespect leads to all kinds of different things. You know what I mean? And we don't necessarily have to get into that. So I agree. I grew up in the same era. You feel like you have to have a rebuttal.
Mm.
Again, I just feel like it's just whole energy of, and it's not everyone, but unfortunately, I feel like the negative energy overshadows the people who are really trying to just do their job. And I feel like the energy of negativity towards not only athletes, but celebrities, entertainers, actors, actresses, like, people want to say just the nastiest things. And it's just like, you know, how about just report on what's supposed to be reported and you know, stop being so disrespectful. It's just kind of my take on it, so.
Matt Barnes joining us on 95.7 The Game. He was a member of the We Believe Warriors. Also won a ring with the Golden State Warriors. What year was that, Matt? Was that their second one?
17.
That's right. 17, that's right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because you guys haven't, well, the Warriors haven't played Dallas since We Believe. I feel like Dallas is different now than they were at the beginning of the year. And it feels like it's because of Jason Kidd. What do you say to that, and why are they playing their best ball of the season right now?
I agree with you 1,000%. And I think this is another reason why it's important. And it's not for everyone. Just like the media space is not for all former players. Coaching's not for all former players. But there are a lot of good former players that can become coaches. And obviously, you know, Jay Kidd's had his stint here and there in the NBA, but I just feel like when you've proved it on the court as a player, and then you're trying to motivate your team into doing it, and that's a different kind of energy. You know what I mean? I've had some great coaches who didn't really play on the highest level, you know, and they were able to motivate me. But when a Doc Rivers gives you a motivational speech, or, you know, for a Jason Kidd, you know, guys that have done it at the highest level that you respect a lot, they give you a different kind of energy. And I completely agree. You know, he took a chance at, you know, calling Luka out publicly and calling some guys out publicly, because not all coaches have that kind of respect in the locker room where they can do it. You know, especially this day and age, like, you guys really get in their feelings. So I liked it that his players took it as a challenge instead of disrespect. You know, and now he really has these guys at the right time hitting on all cylinders. I think he made, you know, some huge adjustments after the first two games in Phoenix, and they were able to go back home and change up their defense and do a few different things. And you saw him, you know, in game 7, he was jumping up on the sidelines when his guys were in traps. So I love the energy and enthusiasm and wisdom he's brought to that team. He's getting the best out of his players. You know, as a head coach, you don't necessarily want, like, someone who's going to be buddy-buddy friendly with them. You want a coach that's going to get the best out of his players, and I really feel like that's what Jason Kidd is doing right now.
Matt, I got to tell you this, man, because I'm coming in every day, and I don't play. You played. I got to slow down. The Warriors, they're 8 wins away, right? They got to win 4 to get to the finals. But we were at the facility and looked Steph in his face, and I said, Steph, you heard the slander when you were hurt and Clay was down. People said you couldn't get it done without KD. And I'm thinking to myself, if Steph and the Warriors, I know it's a team game, Matt, if they can get number 4, the fact that Curry allowed another alpha male in Durant to come be a part of what he had, and people kind of took that, oh, he's better than Curry. Curry ain't as good as he was. I say all that to say is, what would number 4 in your mind mean for Curry in his profile to do it without Durant?
It would be huge, and he deserves it. And if you don't like Steph Curry, you're just a hater. He's like one of those, like, what can you really not like about him? You know, he's himself. He plays the game the right way. He's incredible. He's selfless. You know, rarely, especially this day and age, do you see selfless superstars. He's a selfless superstar. So I think it would be huge if they're able to get it. You know, this team is, you know, it's no lie, this team is getting older. But, you know, with that age comes experience. And you know, that's what I felt like we saw last round. Although they were really sloppy at times with the ball, you just saw experience overcame the mistakes that they made, you know, because they've been there and they know how to close. And you know, you can have, 16 turnovers and still win at home, you know. So it's just like that experience, you can't top that experience. But I also think they realize that, you know, this window is shutting and it's shutting fast. But I think they have a great, I mean, they're odds on favor to win it. You know, I picked them at the very beginning of the season, if Clay came back healthy, to win it. I think the emergence of their young players has been huge, you know, because those championship teams, the benches were always very strong. They were strong with veterans, but they've actually replaced the veterans, you know, outside of Iguodala with this young, exuberant youth that flies around on the defensive end, and Jordan Poole, who's on his way to being a star. Kuminga, I really like what he's doing. Juan Toscano. So I really like what they've been able to do. You know, they built a culture, you know, and although they fell on their face, obviously, with the injuries and KD leaving, it was a structure similar to San Antonio, knowing that once the pieces come back together, we can pick up where we left off because we were a dynasty. So I enjoy watching it. I'm excited because I feel like they have just as good as opportunity as anyone to win the championship this year.
Matt Barnes joining us on 95.7 The Game. Matt, let me ask you this. Now, I know Nowitzki and Luka are different players, but what you guys did to Nowitzki in 2007 was historic. I mean, you guarded him with a small, quote-unquote, with Steven Jackson. You invited him to turn his back on the floor, and then when he did that, you came with a double team. But he didn't initiate for that team. He liked to catch it at the elbow.
Right.
How do you defend a guy like Luka who can bring the ball up the court and initiate for himself? Like, he doesn't have to work to get the ball. He has it already.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. And obviously, Dirk is as great as he was. I feel like Luka is like a 2K of Dirk Nowitzki. You know, he's the newer version, you know, the updated version. I say that with all due respect to Dirk because he's one of the greatest to ever play. But you know what I mean? Like, he's a ball handler. He shoots step back threes. You see, he uses Dirk's moves in the post. So, you know, what a great, you know, Dirk is a generational talent. But to think that, you know, Dallas is able to land the next kind of generational and all-time great in Luka is special. But to be honest with you, hold on one sec. I got to sneeze.
I didn't know if you had the lettuce with you, man. It's all good.
My bad. To be honest, it's tough to guard Luka. I think, obviously, the Warriors have some talented wing defenders, and Draymond is a very versatile defender. But I don't really know if there's anything you can really do with Luka. I think, you know, my mentality when you play great players and how they're going to play, make him work. Don't give him anything easy. Don't give him any easy fouls. Try to take away what you know he loves to do. But, you know, great offense always beats good defense, or even great defense. So I think Luka is going to do what Luka does, just like Steph is going to do what Steph does. I think the Warriors' game plan needs to be slow down Brunson. Don't let you know, Dinwiddie hadn't had a very good playoffs up until game 7. And, you know, he went crazy for 30 and really was a driving force to help these guys get to the Western Finals. So I'm trying to control their role players because I really feel like there's not too much that Luka hasn't seen. He's been a pro since he was a young teenager, and I don't really know what you can really do with him, to be honest with you.
Matt, you know, when I look at guys like Durant and that body and Kobe and Michael and, you know, the gifts that they got, you know, before you even find out if they can play, they got gifts. And I say that to say is I've been real tough on Draymond Green verbally when, you know, he'll say, I'll take a day off and go watch LeBron. And I'm like, oh, he meant that. You can't. What? How is his teammates going to take that? I say all that to ask you, how special and rare really, man, is Draymond Green? And how surprised are you that he's made an imprint in the league without being the biggest dude from a natural standpoint?
I love it. I love it. He gives people hope, you know, just like Steph has been able to give smaller guards that are, you know, kind of frail somewhat. Obviously, Steph's put on some muscle and stature, but, you know, he gives guys hope that they can play. You don't have to be the most talented, the most athletic, the best shooter. You know, Draymond is a jack of all trades, you know, and he's a Swiss Army knife. And first and foremost, he's a winner. And people don't understand how important he is. Even when he's not in double figures in any statistical category, he can completely have his imprint on both sides of the ball. You know, I always respected it as a player because, you know, I'm a thinker, just like he's a thinker. And when we saw these younger Warriors coming up, when I was with that Lava City team and we would go back and forth with this young Warrior team, I'm like, Draymond's going to be big for this team because he's not afraid, so he gives his teammates that kind of energy, but then he's really smart. And once they figure out, you know, lo and behold, Steve Kerr came and kind of opened up the offense some, once he understands how to use his weapons, he's going to be a problem. So, you know, Draymond is a rare breed. There's no one in the game like Draymond. His ability to be a defensive blanket at 6'5" and a half, damn, if he's lucky, you know, switch out on ball screens, guard people, block shots, rebound, and really protect the paint as an undersized guy. And then to me, he's the quarterback on the offense. He takes so much pressure off of Steph. You know, Steph has to do a lot out there, and he's always running around. And the fact that he doesn't always have to initiate the offense like Luka does, like a Chris Paul does, really helps Steph free up his game. Obviously, you know, we've seen what Clay was able to do with him, what KD was able to do with him, how Jordan Poole is able to play with him. But he's just so smart on both ends that he is one of those, you know, guys that you look at the stats, you're like, oh, he didn't do nothing. But that couldn't be further from the truth on actually the imprint and the importance he had on that game.
Matt, thank you so much. Really appreciate it,
thanks,
man. And we're looking forward to hearing what you say the rest of these playoffs.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, man. That's Matt Barnes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.